Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson. As always, we're broadcasting here from the corporate headquarters of Business Radio X in beautiful Regis Glen Lake Parkway in sensational Sandy Springs, Georgia. Make sure you're connected with us on social media at Business Radio X on Twitter. Also, you can follow the program Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio on Twitter, and check us out on Facebook as well. We'll have some photos of our in-studio guests that you can interact with later. Now let's introduce returning to the show, Atlanta Business Radio, and a friend of the network, Mr. Tim Fulton. He is president of Small Business Matters. How are you today, Tim?
Ryan, I'm doing great. Happy Friday. It's great to be back on Business Radio X.
Yeah, that's right. It is Friday.
Yeah.
Right? You looking forward to the weekend?
Absolutely. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, and this is the time of year here in Atlanta when the weather is just right and plenty of opportunities to get out and do festivals, outdoor activities, such like that. And we encourage everybody to explore their backyard and enjoy Atlanta any way you can. So, but you were just on the show a few months ago, and you were talking about this event coming up on May 20th out at Villa Christina, Small Business Matters. And you've come back to update us on some of that. So tell us what's new and exciting with the event that's just right around the corner.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. I'm very pleased to be back, and we're excited about the event. You know, this is our fourth year that we've hosted the Small Business Matters Conference. We've had over 500 attendees over the last 3 years, 36 speakers, and kind of a who's who of small business in Atlanta. And we're excited this year. It looks like we're going to have over 200 attendees with us,
okay.
200 guests. We're going to be, at, as you mentioned, at the Villa Christina, the Hyatt Villa Christina here in Atlanta. We're very excited about the speakers that we've got lined up as well.
Right. And so the fourth annual out there at Villa Christina, go to smallbusinessmattersonline.com for more information to see if this is the right fit for you, maybe as an attendee. Who are the typical attendees of a conference?
Yeah, that's a great question. Most of them are small business executives, small business owners. They're Vistage members. They're graduates of the Grow Smart training program that I do through the Small Business Development Center network here in Georgia. They're friends, they're colleagues. And I think what they all share is a passion for small business and what that means to you and I in terms of, jobs creating, commerce here in Georgia. They're all just believers in small business.
Yeah, as we know and hear all the time here in the studio, that small business is the backbone of the nation here and the economy. And so they're going there to network, learn to meet with like-minded people and learn best practices and further immerse themselves in the small business community. Why is this important to you and small business so important to you?
Yeah, it's important to me because it's been my life, for 30 some odd years. I got started I was a serial entrepreneur, opening and growing a variety of different small businesses. And after about 4 or 5 years, I'd start thinking about, what's my next venture going to be? And so I'd move on to something else. And then, fortunately, about 15, 16 years ago, I got involved on the other side is helping small business owners. And as a consultant, as a mentor, as a trainer, and that's been primarily my work over the last 15 years. And I've been blessed to have worked with hundreds, maybe thousands of small business owners and getting to contribute in some way, some small way to their success. And that's why it's just such a kick for me once a year for the conference to be able to see, many of them get together in one place. And be able to celebrate small business.
Yeah, definitely. As small business has been around a long, long time, and you've been involved in the culture and the community for a number of years, as you mentioned, what are some of the changes you've seen in small businesses through the years? And we know technology is one, but from your perspective, can you tell our listeners some other changes you've seen make a huge impact in the small business world?
Well, Ryan, what's interesting is over the last about 20 years, we've experienced a decline in the number of small businesses, which for folks like you and I, who, this is our lives, it kind of wasn't good news to see that there was a decline, a net decline in the number of small businesses. But I'm pleased to say that in 2015, we saw the first uptick in the number of small businesses in this country. And that's great news. And, you know, I think a number of factors drive that. I think the availability of capital, which we've seen a bit of an upswing. I think, you know, a stronger economy, which helps small businesses, and innovation, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's in healthcare, it's in technology, wherever it might be. But, you know, those are all have been enablers of small business over the last 18 months, which has seen this now an uptick in small business, which is just great news.
Definitely good news. So it looks like we're trending in the right direction, to small businesses and getting the resources and the help that they need. And they can find all that out at the Small Business Matters Conference coming up on May 20th at Villa Christina. There are limited seats, but tickets are still available. If you want to learn more and get involved, go to smallbusinessmattersonline.com. Tell us about some of the speakers that mm-hmm. will be out there at this event, and what can the audience hope to gauge from them?
We are so fortunate to be able to attract some of the top speakers in the Metro Atlanta area. We have B.B. Webb, who's a nationally recognized motivational speaker. She speaks at large events all over the country and is also an author, and she's going to be with us. We've got Stan Beacham, who is a sports psychologist who has worked with a lot of the athletes at UGA and professional golfers, and he's going to lend his thoughts on how that applies to small business owners. We've got an expert on health and diet. We have a number of Vistage speakers who, you know, Vistage members are used to seeing at their meetings, and they're going to be with us as speakers at the event. Moira Vetter, who's known in Atlanta as one of the marketing gurus in the metro area, was president of the American Marketing Association here in Atlanta. She's going to be with us, and the list just goes mm-hmm. on. I can't wait.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. And it's not industry specific. You have a wide variety of industries and speakers, mm-hmm. So people can hope to gauge a lot of different information from that.
Yeah, a variety of different topics and interests. The commonality is I think it's the type of information that small business owners are most interested in. And how can I grow my business? How can I improve my marketing? How can I set better goals? And so it's, you know, being able to hear speakers like this. And in addition to that, what I find what our guests are interested in is they're there to connect. Is the opportunity to be around 200 other high-powered small business executives and to be able to meet and share information and just be around that type of energy, I think is really attractive to small business owners.
Yeah, no, definitely. And being able to network and connect and see what are some common kind of pain points for small business owners and executives out there. We hear all the time, you know, you have everything inside of you to be successful, but it sometimes takes others to bring that out. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's what's kind of the driving force behind the Small Business Matters Conference. Mm-hmm. Others helping you cultivate your best potential and your leadership and everything.
And, you know, Ryan, the other thing is we also try to make it fun because, you know, small business owners, it's not an easy job. And day in, day out, the stress and what they have to put up with. And so we also just say, want to make it a day that they can set aside and say, I want to show up. I want to learn. I want to connect and I want to have some fun. So our first year we had he was a comedian, mm-hmm. but he came in and we introduced him as a representative from the White House. And for about 4 or 5 minutes, people actually believed that because he represented himself as that. And then slowly but surely, people recognize that that's not who he was. His real who he was is Mr. Double Talk, and he kind of talked his way into people realizing he was not from the White House. The second year, we had a gentleman who does an impersonation of Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
So we had Abe Lincoln with us 1 year, and he did about 20-minute talk, Abe Lincoln on small business, which
Honest
was
Abe.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Honest Abe. And then last year we did a take on, you know, Shark Tank is a favorite show I know of many small business operators. And so we did a show, we called it Minnow Pond.
Nice.
And we brought in three investors and a young man who was looking for capital for his new business. And we did a short take on Shark Tank. We called it Minnow Pond, and we just had a lot of fun. This year, I won't say what we're going to do.
Right, but stay tuned, folks.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting because it cannot always just be business, business, business all the time. There has to be a work-life balance when running a business and growing yourself personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. And that will be some of the experience for the attendees. They can how to better adopt a work-life balance mm-hmm. into their world as well.
Yeah. And our theme for this year, every year we've had a theme for the conference. Theme this year is around, I love music in addition to small business. And I really think it's interesting to think about, you know, to compare and contrast music and successful musicians and small business. And so that's our theme for this year. We're going to have some live music at the event. And I just again, kind of an interesting connection between the idea of music and small business.
Yeah, fantastic. We sometimes think that musicians and artists in general are the original entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. They have to look within and be driven to produce whatever they're painting or making music. And then how do you get paid to do that? And a lot of times, you know, that does transition to entrepreneurship and small business dreams and goals there. So we're talking with Tim Fulton. He is president of Small Business Matters, an event coming up at Villa Christina, May 20th. Over 200 of Atlanta's most recognized small business leaders will be in attendance. Lots of speakers and opportunities to learn. But we'd be remiss, too, if we didn't mention some of the sponsors. You couldn't do this all alone, and certainly some of these corporate sponsors and some of those have been involved from the beginning as well.
They have. We've got 10 sponsors, and we're so fortunate to have them behind us for this event. Is not only do they support the event, they show up at the event, they help us market the event. You know, Mike Iverson with Trillium Financial, Debbie Bush with Bush Retirement. We've got Vistage International is one of our sponsors. The Small Business Development Center Network here in Georgia is one of our sponsors. Cindy Miller Communications, Fifth Third Bank. We're very pleased to have with us this year, Fifth Third Bank, and they've been a huge help with us. And the list goes on. I wish I could remember all 10 off the top of my head. They're on our website. They're in our marketing materials. But we would not be here if it were not for those sponsors. And Business Radio X, I'm so pleased that you all have been willing to help us get the word out. And we just feel very fortunate to have the partners that we do.
Definitely. And Business Radio X will be on site collecting interviews from the attendees, sponsors, speakers, and whoever else wants to talk to us on the radio. So look for a member of our team out there at Villa Christina on May 20th. And definitely get signed up for there. And so let's turn the portion of this show, this segment of the show, over to Atlanta a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'd like to look at the bigger picture. How are we doing as a city to help small businesses and attract new businesses to Atlanta from your perspective?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, Ryan. And my guess is that small business is thriving in Atlanta. We're fortunate that, you know, we've got such a healthy economy, a mix of big Fortune 500 companies like Home Depot and Coca-Cola and UPS that are very supportive of small business. We have an academic environment here with Georgia State and with Emory and Kennesaw State mm-hmm. that are very supportive of small business. So all the right ingredients. And, you know, as I talk to my clients, small business owners and Vistage members, I think many of them are feeling the wind behind their sails, so to speak. You know, that I think the environment is good for small business here in Atlanta. We're just keeping our fingers crossed. You never know when, you know, another downturn might be around the corner. Right now, I can honestly say that small business is doing really well here in Atlanta.
Yeah, and we would agree with that here as we hear story after story on the airwaves here of business success and lessons learned. But certainly that the community here is encouraging mm-hmm. young people, seasoned corporate people to get out and chase their entrepreneurial dreams. And a lot of them are finding quick success. And it's because of that encouraging community and supportive community, from the financial support to the, you know, coaching support like Vistage and mm-hmm. such, that needs to be in place for Atlanta to continue to grow and shine amongst, you know, small business leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the great place for them to connect to at the Small Business Matters Conference.
And, you know, something I heard this week, Ryan, that was interesting, and one of the challenges, frankly, that I find small businesses face is that for the first time, there are now more millennials, in terms of generations, mm-hmm. there are now more millennials in the workplace than there are baby boomers. I'm a baby boomer, and it's one of the more common things that I hear from my members is, how do I... How do I lead? How do I manage? How do I retain these younger workers? Because they're certainly not like I am. They don't think maybe like I do, and yet they're valuable in the workforce, and they bring new ideas and innovation into the workplace. But it's a challenge: is how do I find them? How do I retain them? How do I lead them?
Yes, and we hear that a lot too. And a lot of it comes back to they want to do work that matters. Mm-hmm. They don't want to just be a person in a cubicle farm, you know. So they're more interested in aligning themselves with a company or a mission that hold true to their personal values, as opposed to just getting a paycheck. And they have a lot of other concerns as well. But a lot of rethinking is going on from the big corporations all the way down to the small companies on how to recruit the young millennials but keep them on board too once they come. Because you're right, they do have a lot to offer.
Yeah, and you're right. It's I think the term that's used quite often is cause. There needs to be a cause related to the business, something important, purpose, flexibility. Mm-hmm. A lot of the millennials, you know, they want to have flexibility where they work, when they work, how they work, and time. Time is really important to them. You know, they want to have their own time, and they want flexibility in their time, you know, to be able to take time off to do things other than work. And, you know, they'll work on weekends, they'll work at night, but they don't want to be held to a set schedule, which, you know, for my generation, it was Monday through Friday, it's 8 to 5, and millennials just aren't wired for that. And it's a challenge for a lot of small business owners to be able to build that into their culture, so to speak. Really interesting.
It definitely is. And we're not too far from our business or our work life because of the mobile devices, the computer, and the emails. We're often staying busy ourselves, weeknights and weekends. Mm-hmm. But that's just a way to get ahead in the business world and stay connected to the good work you're doing. So, but also there's a gap between some of the baby boomers and millennials and the communication that mm-hmm. needs to take place between the two about technology or innovation and such. And so how do you coach some of your clients on, how to open those lines of communication?
That's a great question. You know, I think I have two sons that are both millennials. They're young 20s, and I have a hard time getting them on the phone. They don't respond so much to email. Now, if I text, I can usually get them pretty quick. So you're right. You know, we have to understand the technology is different. The way they want to communicate is different. Some of them are not as likely to want to participate in meetings, you know, regular office meetings. So it might be WebEx, it may be virtual meetings, just different ways of communicating, and just understand what works for them may be very different than what works for me or you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it certainly sounds like, Tim, you would know, having two kids in their 20s, just now entering the workforce and doing their own thing, but also when you go out to speak to some of your clients and coaching opportunities as well, as they're dealing with the same. So Tim is hitting it from two different fronts there, ladies and gentlemen.
And I think one of the misconceptions, Ryan, is that the millennials don't want to work, or they don't want to, you know, work hard and produce good results. That is not true. I mean, I hear that consistently, that they hard workers and focused on achieving goals, but it's just coming at it from a different way. And I think that's what small business owners have to understand.
So what's on the horizon for small business owners and people who want to maybe chase their entrepreneurial dreams as technology advances, as networking opportunities and coaching opportunities? What do you see evolving in 2016 beyond?
Yeah, that's a good question. What I suggest to my members is to be mindful of the trends, you know, in both, not only in the workplace, but at home as well. What are people predicting 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Because more than likely, those things are going to start showing up a year from now. Mm-hmm. You know, it won't be 5 or 10 years from now. And to give you an example, I just heard something that, you know, they're developing the technology for refrigerators to be able to fill themselves. You know, you won't have to look in the refrigerator and say, do I need milk? Do I need this? The refrigerator will communicate with the grocery store, which will then just start sending groceries without us even knowing it. Wow. And so, you know, that kind of change that, you know, we just have to be aware of, and cars that are driving by themselves, and robots that are producing, you know, goods in factories by themselves, and one being comfortable with that type of change, and then asking myself as a small business owner, what do I need to do to adapt my business to those changes sooner than later? I don't want to be reactive. I want to be proactive to those changes.
Yeah, definitely. Change is a constant. And one way to stay ahead of change and see what's coming up is to connect with others. And a great place to do that is the Small Business Matters Conference, May 20th, Villa Cristina. Go to smallbusinessmattersonline.com for more information and how you can get involved. And this is the fourth annual. So this, if they can't make it this year, maybe next year and beyond, as this has grown from year to year. You said you had 500 attendees in the first 3 years, yeah, but you'll have 200 attendees this year. So what do you attribute that growth of your conference to, Tim?
Well, I think mostly the realization that small business owners live on an island, you know, for most of what they do. They're isolated, and they like to be able to connect and meet their peers, meet other small business owners. Most of them are growth-minded. They want to learn. They look for opportunities for growth. And by being able to provide that, I think we're very fortunate.
Yeah, definitely. And what is that day going to look like for you? You spent this whole year planning this conference. It's the day of. It's like a big event for you. Are you going to be running around and making sure every little thing's in place? Or is that a time for you, you know what, I've made it, I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the day?
It's both. You know, the night before, we're frantic, putting together last-minute registrations and bags for our guests and making sure the room is right. For me, the one of the highlights is kicking off the conference at about 9:01 in the morning on the 20th and looking out and seeing 200 faces, people that I know, people that I've worked with. And then from that point, the day pretty much just goes by itself, and I'll blink two or three times, and it'll be 4:00.
And then after that, you'll go have a nice dinner and relax, maybe take a few days off and start thinking about the next one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. This is fantastic. So thank you so much, Tim, for joining us. Remind our listeners again how they can get in touch with you personally if they need your professional services or learn more about the event itself.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan, for having me back on. The website is smallbusinessmattersonline.com. My email is timfulton@smallbusinessmattersonline.com. And we'd love to see all of you with us on May 20th.
Sounds good. And again, Business Radio X will be out there talking to folks and enjoying the conference. So thank you so much for Tim for joining us. And I know we'll be seeing you again soon. So stay tuned, listeners, for more from Mr. Fulton and Small Business Matters. And if your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the website at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.